Alfred preached humility. He even pretended to it, loving to appear in church with bare feet and prostrating himself before the altar. But he never possessed true humility. He was proud, and men feared him because of it. And men should fear a Lord. They should fear his displeasure, and fear that his generosity will cease. Reputation makes fear, and pride protects reputation. And I marched north because my pride was endangered. My woman and child had been taken from me, and I would take them back. And if they had been harmed, then I would take my revenge, and the stink of that man's blood would make other men fear me. Wessex could fall for all I cared. My reputation was more important. And so we marched, skirting Exonchester, following a twisting cattle track into the hills, until we reached Twyford, a small place crammed with refugees from Exonchester, and none of them had seen or heard news of Odda the Younger, nor had they heard of any battle to the north, though a priest claimed that lightning had struck thrice in the previous night, which he swore was a sign that God had struck down the pagans. From Twyford we took paths that edged the great moor, walking through country that was deep-wooded, hilly, and lovely. We would have made better time if we had possessed horses, but we had none. And the few we saw were old and sick, and there were never enough for all our men, so we walked, sleeping that night in a deep coombe, bright with blossom and sifted with bluebells. And a nightingale sang us to sleep, and the dawn chorus woke us. And we walked on beneath the white mayflower, and that afternoon we came to the hills above the northern shore, and we met folk who had fled the coastal lands, bringing with them their families and livestock, and their presence told us we must soon see the Danes. I did not know it, but the three spinners were making my fate. They were thickening the threads, twisting them tighter, making me into what I am. But staring down from that high hill, I only felt a flicker of fear. For there was Ubba's fleet, rowing east, keeping pace with the horsemen and infantry who marched along the shore. The folk who had fled their homes told us that the Danes had come from the Welsh lands across the wide Severn Sea, and that they had landed at a place called Beardastapol, which lies far in Defnisher's west, and there they had collected horses and supplies. But then their attack eastward into the West Saxon heartland had been delayed by the great storm that had wrecked Guthrum's fleet. Ubba's ships had stayed in Beardastapol's harbour until the storm passed, and then, inexplicably, they had still waited even when the weather improved. And I guessed that Ubba, who would do nothing without the consent of the gods, had cast the rune sticks, found them unfavourable, and so waited until the auguries were better. Now the runes must have been good, for Ubba's army was on the move. I counted 36 ships, which suggested an army of at least 1,200 or 1,300 men. "Where are they going?" one of my men asked. "East," I grunted. What else could I say? East into Wessex. East into the rich heartland of England's last kingdom. East to Wintonchester, or to any of the other plump towns where the churches, monasteries and nunneries were brimming with treasure. East to where the plunder waited. East to where there was food and more horses. East to invite more Danes to come south across Mercia's frontier, and Alfred would be forced to turn around and face them. And then Guthrum's army would come from Exonchester, and the army of Wessex would be caught between two hosts of Danes, except that the Firth of Defnisher was somewhere on this coast, and it was their duty to stop Ubba's men. We walked east, passing from Defnisher into Somerset, and shadowing the Danes by staying on the higher ground. And that night I watched as Ubba's ships came inshore, and the fires were lit in the Danish camp. And we lit our own fires deep in a wood, and were marching again before dawn, and thus got ahead of our enemies. And by midday we could see the first West Saxon forces.